Hello, boobies. We had a bit of a night last night. Ever since we got back from France, we've been having a bit of a problem with Catherine and bedtime and sleep. Consider this a warning to anyone who thinks they've got some aspect of their child's life or routine sorted. We had always been very grateful that we'd had good success with our kids going to bed and staying in bed. These things can unravel, apparently. Last night was probably the worst night ever. At around about 11:30, I was still up downstairs. Catherine came out of her room and started wanting me to put her back to bed. And we've previously, because we've had this problem a bit, we've said to her, look, we'll put her back in bed nicely once, and after that it won't be so kind. So I put her back nicely in bed once, and, you know, 5 minutes later she was back out, and I put her back in bed again, but not so nicely that time. I was, you know, cold with her, and she didn't get a cuddle, and, you know, that quickly escalated to, you know, the minute I left the room, she would jump out of bed and start following me to the door. So you turn around and she runs back and gets back into bed. And so you turn back to the door and she's back out of bed again and coming out with you and crying and screaming and shouting at me. And eventually you get out the door and you just want to hold the door shut. And she's screaming at you inside. And, you know, I mean, really loud. This is, you know, Ruth's been in bed by an hour or two by this point. David's in bed asleep. This is real screaming. And so eventually I shout at her and I managed to punch the shelves of hers that I made for her as a birthday present a while back. And I managed to make a hole in the shelves and I feel like a terrible father. And eventually I said to her, right, Catherine, I'll put you in bed and I will come and check on you in 10 minutes. And her mood completely changed all of a sudden. She started being a lot more cooperative. So I did that and I went up after 5 minutes and after 10 minutes and after 20 minutes and after 30 minutes. And eventually she was asleep. And then at, I can only guess, about 3:30 in the morning, she did to us what she did to us the night before as well. You know, I was suddenly aware there was somebody in the room, and I opened my eyes, and there she was looming over me by the side of the bed. And then 3:30 in the morning, so I was fully asleep and suddenly awake. And so I decided that the next thing I could try was just to blank her completely. Unfortunately, of course, Ruth woke up. She followed my lead. And so we both just completely ignored her. We both just completely blanked her. And Catherine stayed in the room and raved and screamed and shouted and threatened and, you know, came up with lie after lie after lie of what was wrong. My leg hurts. I need the toilet. I'm frightened of this. I'm scared of that. I'm worried about such and such. I can't stop thinking, you know. Just constant, you know, inconsistent. There's no consistency at all about what she was saying the problem was. And we just blanked her. And after a full hour of her raving and ranting and screaming and shouting in our room, and obviously we were both awake the whole time, eventually I sat up and I thought, right, you know, it's time to give her some context about why we're just ignoring her. And so I sat down and I explained to her that she was being incredibly naughty and that she wouldn't get cuddles or love this way, and she wouldn't be put back to bed again because we tried everything else. We tried being nice, we tried being nasty, we tried taking things away, we tried reward charts, we tried everything to try and get her to stay in bed. And just explained to her that all we were left with was ignoring her when she was being naughty. So that's what we were going to do. And so we lay back down again and went back to ignoring her. And another full hour later, 5:48, she eventually said, right, I'm going back to bed. And all that time she was threatening us and she was saying how awful she thought we were and how she wasn't going to ever behave for us, and just a constant stream of stuff. So it was a nightmare. It was the hardest night, far, far harder than a newborn. Newborns can't lie. So I don't know what to do about it. Catch you later, boobies. Bye-bye.